The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At the time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert, as Israel comes forward to be given his rest. The Lord appears to him from afar. With an age-old love, I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Carrying your festive tambourines, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come when the watchman will call out on Mount Ephraim, Rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, Shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, The Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant isles and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, Send her away, for she keeps calling after us. He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did him homage, and saying, Lord, help me. He said, It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. She said, Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to me as you wish. For her daughter, and her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we are confronted with this gospel, and the gospel doesn't portray Jesus in a great light, and that's why it's so fantastic that God left this in here through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because, again, he calls the woman a dog. She's asking for help. First, he ignores her, and then he ignores her, and then he says, you know, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. You don't take the scraps and throw it to dogs. And she just come right back at him. Can you imagine? Came right back at Jesus and says, even the dogs eat the scraps. And then he just goes, yes, great is your faith. So he calls her to deeper faith. And all of us, too, we need to be called to deeper faith, that no matter what the circumstances, no matter how hard it gets, we keep praying, we keep begging, we keep interceding. And the God of the universe can do great things, huh? The first reading is so, so powerful when it comes down to he's going to come and he says, with an age-old love, I have loved you. The same with God with you. With an age-old love, he has loved you. I am in Phoenix, and the bishop here, Bishop John Dolan, a good friend of mine, was just installed as bishop here. And yesterday, his homily, he spoke on the reality that we have to be people who are good, people who are love, and people who are blessed. And it was fantastic that we got to know how much that we are loved. He talked about this is what he proposes for his Diocese of Phoenix. We got to be people who know that we're loved. And God tells us in Jeremiah,
as I said, with an age-old love, I have loved you. So let God love you for a while. May each know his love today and forever. Amen.